Unit 19. Women's Basketball. Women's basketball has been played almost as long as men's basketball. In 1891, Canadian-born Dr. James Naismith organized the first basketball game at the International YMCA College at Springfield, Massachusetts. One year later, Senda Berenson, a physical education instructor at Smith College, adapted Dr. Naismith's rules for women by dividing the court and requiring that players not leave their assigned areas. This was done to make the game less physically demanding and more suitable for women. Clara Beyer, an instructor at Sophie Newcomb Memorial College in New Orleans, Louisiana, published her own rules in 1895. These rules are now known as the Newcomb College Rules for Women's Basketball. Although women's basketball currently enjoys great popularity at the college level in the United States, it has only recently been promoted to the professional level in that country. One of today's stars of women's basketball in the United States is Jennifer Azzi. During her college career at Stanford from 1987 to 1990, Ms. Azzi won several awards and was chosen for the National All-Stars team. In 1992, she was chosen for the Olympic women's basketball team of the United States, but she was assigned as an alternate and never got a chance to play. The American team won a bronze medal that year after being defeated by the Soviet Union. Ms. Azzi did not end her basketball career after the Olympics. She went on to join the United States national women's basketball team, which was formed to compete in the World Championships and the Goodwill Games. This team competed for the country in the 1996 Olympics, and Ms. Azzi was considered one of the star players. Probably the most famous coach in women's basketball in the United States is Jody Conrad. Born and raised in Texas, Ms. Conrad coaches the Lady Longhorns at the University of Texas in Austin. Her career as coach has not been without controversy, however. When she was hired as coach at the university in 1976, all of the players on the team quit in protest of the replacement of their old coach. Also, many officials and supporters of the university argued that it was a waste of money to hire Ms. Conrad to do nothing but coach women's basketball. It was considered, after all, only a silly women's game. However, Ms. Conrad proved everyone wrong. Among other outstanding achievements through her coaching career, Ms. Conrad led her team to qualify in the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, championship every year from 1983 to 1994. That is an 11-year record. Even her critics had to hand it to Ms. Conrad when she became the first women's coach to win 600 games over her career. Ann Myers is another legend in women's basketball. Born in 1955, Ms. Myers was chosen for the national women's basketball team while still in high school. She was later also chosen for the first United States Olympic women's basketball team in 1976. The team won a silver medal that year. As another first, Ms. Myers was the first woman to receive a full athletic scholarship at UCLA. Today, Ms. Myers works as a sports announcer for CBS, one of the three largest television companies in the United States. She is regularly assigned to announce games for the NCAA playoffs each year. In 1993, Ms. Myers received her greatest honor by being accepted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, a dream come true for any player, male or female. Professional women's basketball leagues have existed in Europe for many years. However, it was not until 1997 that a professional basketball league for women began in the United States. Whether basketball is played by women or men, many people believe that this sport will one day become more popular than soccer.